Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With federal enforcement deadline a month away, time running out for people to get a real ID, and there are plenty of procrastinators in PA, as we hear from KWSU's Mike DiNardo.
Getting a real ID is optional, but if you still need one, standing in line may not be. PennDOT Secretary Mike Carroll says there's been a crush at driver's license centers.
Because so many people have waited to the last minute, the lines at the driver's centers are a thing, and so you'll have to bring a little bit of patience along with the documents that you need.
Starting May 7th, to fly domestically or enter some federal buildings or military bases, the federal government is requiring a real ID with its extra verification or a passport. Carroll says so far, only 26% of the state's driver's licenses are real ID compliant. So PennDOT is opening its centers for extra hours to accommodate the demand.
PennDOT is being aggressive with respect to opening driver's license centers on Mondays when we're traditionally closed.
The TSA has talked about phased-in enforcement but hasn't said what that means. Carroll advises flyers to make sure they have a real ID to avoid any hassles at the airport checkpoint. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.